Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get to know your opinion. So, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or say a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization to work on, or volunteer on any political campaign? I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
No one has worked in any of that. You can start with the survey.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion towards each of these people. And if you have no opinion or if you've never heard about them, if you could also mention that. So the first one is Frances Suarez.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Alex Diaz La Portilla.
Don't know him.
Joe Sanchez.
Never heard of him.
Fabian Basabi.
Never heard of her.
Daniela Levine Cava.
Very favorable.
Rosie Cordero Stutz.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Joe Carrillo.
Somewhat favorable.
Alfonso Alfie Leon.
Somewhat favorable.
Donald Trump.
Fuck that guy. Very unfavorable.
Vicky Lopez.
Who?
Vicky Lopez.
Never heard of him.
Carlos Jimenez.
Awful. He's a terrible person.
Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Miguel Solomon.
Never heard of her.
Eileen Higgins.
Very favorable.
And Maria Elvira Salazar.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? All right. So, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, Eileen Higgins and Alfonso Alfie Leon, for whom would you vote?
Eileen Higgins.
And in between Eileen Higgins and Joe Carrillo?
Eileen Higgins.
And in between Eileen Higgins and Miguel Solomon?
Eileen Higgins.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your country commissioner? County commissioner, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve. My best friend is the head of her staff. Of course.
Oh, really? All right. So now I'm going to give you a few things. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So now I'm just going to give you a few short, brief statements about Eileen Higgins. And if you could please indicate if each statement makes you want to much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely to support her, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or if it will make no difference to support her for the election of the Miami-Dade County Commission. So the first one is, Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods.
That makes me support her more, because that's a lie, what you just said. That's not true.
All right, so much more likely?
Much more likely.
All right.
I mean, the statement is not true, so...
All right.
Like,
during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million.
Good. That makes me want to vote for her more. Why are we lowering taxes?
All right. Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-term residents along their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to our neighborhoods.
Again, not true, but that's like, yeah, I don't know what you want to put because that's not a true statement.
All right. So would you want to say that you're like unsure or would you still want to go with much more likely?
She put it all much more likely, yes, much more likely. All right. Give her all the credit, yes.
All right. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year.
That's like an average salary in Miami. So she worked really hard. I think that's pretty fair. These are all fucked up questions. Yes, I would still vote for her. still support her.
Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, the Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. And Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work in time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus.
True. Mm-hmm. This who's giving these survey questions to you? They're so misleading.
Well,
my goodness.
All right, so would that be much more likely then?
I mean, well, based on your statement, I wouldn't want to support her, but that statement is a false statement. That is not accurate information. That is incorrect. Like, that is not true. That's not the truth. That's a misinterpretation of reality. That's why it's, like, viewed. So, yeah, but much more likely. Sure.
Much more likely. All right. And then with the last of these statements, it's, since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in the community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the U.S.
That's because of the governor, because of the county commissioner. Yes, I would vote for her more because she's trying to stop all of that. That's so silly.
All right.
This is some Republican-ass backwards survey. That's why they cheat. They lie.
All right, and then I'm just kind of have to ask the question one last time again. So if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, this being Eileen Higgins and Alfonso Afilion, for who would you vote for?
Eileen Higgins.
What about Eileen Higgins and Joe Carreo?
Eileen Higgins.
And Eileen Higgins and Miguel Solomon?
Eileen Higgins.
All right. So we're about 95% done, so I do want to thank you so much for your time and your patience and for giving your opinions. So now we're in the last few categories, which are just like two or three demographic questions. So what is the last bit of formal education you completed?
A four-year postgraduate education.
Postgraduate education. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.